All right, welcome. Yes, it is an amazing thing. Baruch Hashem, we're starting our 10th winter, I should say. We're obviously starting a new topic. Tonight's topic, Mi'at Hashem, is going to be Gviyas Chayiv, Gviyas Milva, which is Siman Tzadi Zayin. Actually, tonight, Shem Mi'at Hashem, we're going to be focusing on the mitzvah to lend money and what the conditions are. When do you have to lend money? Why do you have to lend money? Maybe the times that you don't have to lend money, etc. Which is interesting that the Mechaber puts it into Gviyas Milva, which is the beginning of Gviyas Milva. Really, Havah preceded this. It's already a whole Inyan. Mechaber had many simonim on Hilchos Havah, and there for some reason it's not placed, and it's placed right over here in Gviyas Milva. That itself needs a beer, why it's put over here. Kipshut.
How's it set up?
The Rama starts off with that, the beginning of Hilchos Havah. So the Rama, it's one big Hilchos Havah. But with the two in the Shulchan Aruch, separate the two in Yonim and punkt. The mitzvahs are saying, the in Yonim of the when and how to be Malva, the two in Shulchan Aruch puts over here, and not by Hilchos Havah, okay, it needs a beer. But Kipshutai, you have to come out that somehow the Torah and Shulchan Aruch felt that you need to have this backdrop of the mitzvah over here in Gviyas Chayiv to know we're going to deal with a lot of technical problems of how to collect the chayiv and, you know, let it be too hard on the guy, etc. And there's massaging. So I guess to put in the proper perspective, it starts off, it's a mitzvah deraisa to lend the money, even with all these problems that we might have in collecting that money. So he had to preface, by the way, there is a strong reason to get involved here because there's a mitzvah. That could be one shot. I didn't see anyone who was bothered by this. I'm just suggesting. Could be also when you go into the inyanim, but when to be malva, the mitzvah, it comes out chidushe dinim, which might play a role in Hilchas Gviyah too. We might have nafkamines, so maybe that's why you put it. Okay, let's see. Let's start off. Probably tonight we're not going to get past the Aleph. There's a lot here. Okay, the klal is mitzvah, the siman tzadi zayin, the klal is lahalvois la'ani, to lend money to an ani, someone that became into Gviyas Milva, like I said, v'shaloi l'nagshay v'loi shaloi l'akbo k'liyecho nefesh, you know, take certain kelim of his from mashkin, v'amono, you know, take mashkin from amono, v'ashav v'sa'ovit yevachiv, when to give back to mashkin, v'din asidur, what you have to leave him, the bare basic necessities.
I thought there was a mitzvah to be Malva even in Asher.
That's a whole big shayla. Maybe there's no mitzvah. Maybe they. In other Yonah Gemilas Chesed, hopefully we'll get to it in Sefal. Maybe tonight, maybe not tonight, we'll see. But the mitzvah at least, Lahavus Lani, that's the klal of the Mechaber. It's not just the Mechaber, the Rambam, the Chinuch. Many mitzvahs say the mitzvah is to lend to an ani. So maybe there's no mitzvah of this by an Asher. We'll see him yet to Hashem.
It's unfortunate possible that smug.
Correct, but smug rather holds there's a mitzvah even to an Asher as well. Okay, we're jumping ahead of ourselves. Let's start off and let's take it. Zakta Mechabe, Sif Aleph, mitzvahs I say, there's a mitzvah I say, deraisa, lahalvois to lend la'aniye Yisrael. You have a mitzvah I say, deraisa, to lend money to aniye Yisrael. So, gotta hear the Mechabe also says aniye Yisrael. So, you have a mitzvah to lend. Why do you have this mitzvah? Where is this mitzvah? Zakta Sma, Sif Kotna Aleph, Tichsiv, Bepashis, Mishpatim, because it says in Pashas Mishpatim, im kesef talva as ami, as ha'ani imach, loisiyah loy kenosha. Now, over here it says im kesef talva, so normally im is maybe yeah, maybe not. When you do it, if you'll do it, as if it's not a chiev. O pirsh rashi sham, vihum me'agamara, the im zeh, when it says in the Torah here, im kesef talva, this im is different than all the other ims in the Torah. The im zehu milashin asher v'chayvehu. This im is a chiv. Rabbi Shmuel says, kol im shebetorah is a conditional, maybe yeah, maybe not, chutz me three places.
And could mean when instead of if.
Right, that's what he's saying. So the Sma is saying, the Rishmol says that this is an exception, this means you have to. Aye, but the Pasuk says im, so how do you understand it? That's still the Pasuk says im, if you have to, why does it say im for? Zokta Sma, a pshat, this is Sma's own pshat. We're going to see many other pshat into this, but the Sma's own pshat is that this im really means asher. It means when. Not that you got, not that if you'll do it, you really have to do it, and this im means when you'll do it. Im, when you'll do it, that's this din. Im, when you kezatav es ami es anim, good. That's a shot of the Sma. Like I said, there are many other pshatim. I'm going to share with you tonight, Belinda, another 6 pshatim. The reason why I'm doing this is because you see, in these pshatim, we'll learn out many, many halachis and chedushei dinim in the Indian of Ava. First, I start off the Rishonim. The Daz Zekenim Nebalai Toises are also bothered by this kasha. If there's a chiv, if this is a chiv, so why did the Torah chap on the word im? It shouldn't have said im for. So he says, the reason why he says im is because there are times that you're not mechiv to lend money. Im, if you lend money, means if you'll be as such a loiva that you're mechiv to lend money to, then you have these chivim to. But not always are you mechiv to lend money. Why not? Lefisha pa'amim shu rishos. Sometimes it's a rishos. Kigain ha loiva veinim mashalim. If you know that this, we're talking about a loiva, a guy approaches you and he's a sort loiva, he has a history already, he doesn't pay back his malvis on time, or bechlali doesn't pay back his malvis. Such a loiva, who's a loiva veinim mashalim, you don't have a chiv to lend him. So therefore the Torah said im to tell you that it's not always, you're not always mechuyev. Sometimes you don't have to lend the person. But enechnam, if the loiv is an upright standing person, he pays back his chayvis, the nevada, then you have a real chiv to lend him. That's one shot. That's a tas, the kenum mebalei taisis. Often not over there, mishpatim. Sorry?
Is that late? It's also called.
That, I was just meisif. I'm not 100% sure, I'll be honest with you. Could be it's only an extreme. There's a reason why you might have to come on to say that, is because he says, the Daz Zakenim Baltai says it's a reshus. Such a loiva, you have a right not to lend. It's a reshus. We're going to see later, Mitzvah Hashem and Siv Dalid, the Mechaber brings down such a loiva, and he says, if you know of such a loiva, makis a loiva shu bal midazu, mutav shaloi lelavoisem yimashaveyu. It's better not even to lend him. The historical indoctrin, achakach, he doesn't say it's, he said, the yava b'chol pamishum loisiyale kenosha, because afraid that you're not going to hold yourself and you're going to nudge him, so you're going to end up being over alive later on, loisiyale kenosha, better don't get involved with such a person. So the Mechaber holds, you shouldn't get involved. The Daz Zakenim Baltai says, it's a reshus. You don't have the chiv, but Zay says, you could get involved. Okay, it's not such a great stira. Maybe he didn't have that extra yisaf of the Mechaber, but I'm just saying maybe he was talking about a lower darga that the person eventually does pay, maybe he doesn't pay on time. Okay, but the truth is, I really don't know. But at least if we're talking about a loiva who doesn't pay back, such a loiva you don't have a chiv to lend him money. Fine. So that's the second pshat why the Torah picked up on the word im, even though it's a chiv.
In that case, it should be leave the Ivra and ask them
a loiva,
rather than maybe you're not
going to
bother
it. Nachman, sorry? Yeah, okay, we're going to get to it. Belina didn't sift down when we did. I just brought it out over here. Another cheshbon here is later on the Mechaber is going to say at the end of the Sif Aleph, the Mechaber says that even in Osha you have a chiv to lend money. Vafilo Osha shetok la voice, mitzvah la voice, la fisha la noisaf bedvaram, liyatza etza hogenis loy. So even in Osha you have a chiv, but advice is in the Mechaber that chiv to an Osha to lend is not this mitzvah, it's only gemilas chesed. If he needs it, it's lagara from giving him a good eitz, it's lagara from la noisay bedvaram, it's al gemilas chesed. But you don't have a mitzvah daraisa to lend him money like you do by the ani. By an ani, this whole mitzvah is only said by an ani. L'chayra, we're going to get to it, b'lineda more bariches. There's a taz over here, actually, it's the end of the simin. I didn't bring the paper, but at the end of the simin, the taz goes up, he said the hator. And over there, in Sif Dalid, he wants to touch up the posik. The posik says, "Im kesef talva, where is it? Im kesef talva is ami, is ani imok laisiya laikanoisha." So he wants to say, it's dafka talking about kesef. If it's talking about shach feitzim, now he makes a dig. Dafka money, there's a din, talva is ami, is an oni mok that you have to lend to an oni. But of bishar chveitzim, those chveitzim you lend even to an osher. Means if he needs to borrow a hammer, so what, he's an osher, but avad they have gemil chesed on a hammer. And he says, not only that, also, talva is tamava with the shleishim yoim. That's also dafka and oni. But if it'll be an osher, you might not have to lend it for 30 days, you might have to lend it for a couple of days. But whatever it is, he's trying to make a deek in the pasuk that we touch the pasuk, if it's kesef and it's a stamavo talvo, then it's dafka es ami es ani. Dafka when he's an ani, but if he'll be not kesef, it'll be shar kelim, you want to lend him items, or it will be a short term hava, that's even a nosha. So then, like the taz, you could have a simple pshat in the pasuk. Im kesef talvo, if you're lending money, which is stamavo, then it's a ani imok, then you only have the chiyah by an ani. But if it wouldn't be kes, if it wouldn't be testamova, then it's even an osha. So maybe that's why the Torah kept on the word im. It's telling you this. If it, you have the condition of a kesef and a tauva, then you need it only by an ani. Otherwise, you have a chiyah even by an osha. But avada Torah doesn't mean to say that there's no chiyah. Avada is a chiyah of lending. But that chiyah is only im. If it's a kezadal, but that chiv is only by an ani.
Why is money worse than a hammer?
Why is
money worse than a hammer? Why is it less chiv on money than a hammer?
Why is less chiv on money than a hammer? Because an usher, bidar klal, doesn't need your money. Because he has his money. So different daggers of how much he needs. Machen can a hammer right now, so it's Gamil's chesed. He needs the mak, he doesn't have it. So he's like an ani lo yisidava. All right.
Why would you go have ball by a hammer?
It's Shayla. Shayla, right. That's what he's saying. If it's be a kesef tava, well,
don't say
Tavo by other people. Okay, fine. That's what the Taz says. I'm just saying, I'll pee the Taz, you have another pshat here. Comes along, I'll give you a third pshat, a third, whatever, now we're up to the fourth pshat actually. There's a mincha chadosha. It's a sefer on mitzvahs and mitzvah samakvav, which is lending money to an ani. That's mitzvah samakvav. Over there, an ois gimel, he has a chakira, he's mesopik, that maybe the Torah chapter the word im to teach you that the rak, if you have kesef mezumen, then you have a mitzvah to lend somebody. What happens if a guy comes to me and he wants a halva? I rather don't have, I'm not liquid right now, I don't have any cash available, but behem is, I could go easily to my neighbor and borrow money to lend him. Am I mechuyev to borrow money from somebody else to lend this guy money? He can't. He goes to my neighbor and they can throw him out. He doesn't recognize him, doesn't know who he is. He's certainly not trustworthy. He's an ani. It's very difficult for an ani to get a... But I have no problem. I'm an osher. I have no problem to get a loan. And this guy, if he came to me, maybe I have a chiv to borrow money to lend this guy money. Or maybe to sell a chayfet, okay? He doesn't clear that, but okay. So he says that maybe that's what the Torah is telling you. That when the Torah says kesef talvo, maybe the reason why the Torah chapped on kesef to tell me if I have kesef mezumin, if I have available kesef, then I'm a mechuyev to lend. But if I don't have available kesef and I have to borrow money to lend money, that I don't have a chiv. My whole chiv is only if I have cash available. That's his suffix.
The bank, we said that was like a loan or something.
Oh, one second. So let's flesh this out a bit. One second. The Avis Chesed, now, let me just, if you learn like that, then it's very geshmak, why the Pasuk chapt on him? Im Kesef, if you have Kesef, then you have to be Talva, then you have a Chiyiv. But if you don't have Kesef available, then you don't have the Chiyiv. That's what it Torah chapt on, Im Kesef, he's Mincha Kadosh said that, because you need Dafka Kesef available. The Mais is the Avis Chesed. Avis Chesed has beautiful, beautiful, a lot of stuff on Hukos Haval. And in Simon, the very first Simon, in Sif Yud Beis, he names off a pshitas that you're not mechuyev to borrow money to lend money. You're only mechuyev to lend if you have the money available. If not, you're not mechuyev. So this stims with this Mincha Chadasha, but he's moisev a couple of chidushim. First, he's mechadish that if with this halva you be machzik him from going down. I mean, let's say he's being mismaited, he's on the way down, and if you lend him the money, you'll give him the availability to pick himself up in business and not fall into the category of a nani. You could save the person. There, the Avos Chesed is mechadish that yes, you do have a chiv to borrow from somebody else to lend this guy money. Why? He says, Dal Me'ocha, you don't have this mitzvah of him kesef talva, but you can have a different mitzvah of v'exaktaboy. And he says, v'exaktaboy, we find it incorporates all komini types of chizik, going into business with him, hiring him as a worker, doing whatever you can. So, hey, yois, it goes into the mitzvah of v'exaktaboy, you are mechiv to borrow money to be able to lend him.
So doesn't
there
be
him
on both?
No, so this pasuk is talking about the mitzvah derais of kesef talva, so that's only him. Im kesef, then you have a chiv of talva. But if the person is being mismaited and he needs it to stand up in his business, not to fall, then you have a new mitzvah of exacta boy, and that you take a chiv to borrow money. Sorry? Mitzvah esa is only... Well, that's Ramban B'Shem Direim. How do you know that? Because Ramban Arachayim brings down that just like we learn about Beit Stock is Arachayim, so too by Shah Mitzvahs. It's a Chedish, good, but that's Ramban B'Shem Direim. So maybe only Arachayim. It's a good.
If you
go
borrow money,
it's
obviously
you don't have No, one second. I have plenty. I'm a billionaire. Just nothing's liquid. I own the whole United States, but it's nothing liquid. And that we're talking about somebody is not himself. We're talking that's not. The fact is, Mamish doesn't have money. He comes to him, he has no money in his mattress, no money in his pocket. He deals only with credit cards. So mainly, he has no money to lend. That's now. Now he's don't. He's gavaldik aheter. Someone doesn't have the money on him. He's gavaldik. No problem. Yeah, but this means when a person really doesn't have. And he explains. He said, if you have money by somebody else as a pekodin, you have a safety deposit box, or you gave it to someone else. You deposited cash by somebody. He says that's yeshla. You do have the money. It's sitting just over there. So you are mechuyif to go to the nifkad, take the money, and give the loan. It means when you don't have money, but not that you have money just sitting by somebody else. Then he goes the next step. And what happens if you lent money to somebody else? The kvargiyas manaparoid. So betim, you have the ability to collect from that person. Just you know, you're not interested in running after. You're on the time. But now somebody needs a loan. So your mechuyev zakter. You said it's machlekes, but on top you pass in the yeshayimim that your mechuyev to go collect your chayv to Reuven from Reuven. Kedei to lend Shimon. Shimon right now needs the money, so you mechuyev to collect over there, because that's considered yeshloi. You do have money. It's owed to you, and it's already a giz man aparayin, so you mechuyev to collect that money to be able to lend this guy.
Not your credit card?
So credit card, I don't know about that, but money in the bank is like you lend the bank money, and it's always a giz man aparayin. Every second is here. Whenever you want, you can pull it out. Unless maybe the CD. All right. But so, Mimela, if you have money in your bank account, that's Yeshla. You could go to the bank, pull out the money, go to the ATM machine, pull out the money, and lend this guy. So, Mimela, Zakhtar Chavetz Chaim, you should do that. You have this chi. That's considered Yeshla.
Do you have an assay, double os assay, and it's Kedosha?
Oh, if he doesn't have, he's going to have to be a loisiel le kenosha on the Reuven. He's not talking about that case. He's talking about a case where it's Reuven has the money, pashtis, and there's a gizman point, so you can get it. If he can't get it, then he doesn't have it. I won't even be moist in 1 second. Is that lechera? You have to say, lechera, you have to say, is that we're talking about that Reuven doesn't need the money anymore. Because if Reuven still needs that chayiv, let's say he thought he would be able to pay back in 30 days, and he can't, because he needs the money for another month. And my umi hai, my hai, why are you mechuyev to take the loan from Reuven to lend Shimon? Sorry? No, out of exacta, you have the other din. But without the exacta, he's not being mismaitate. It's a regular ani, he needs money. It's a constant, not, he's already higia la aniyah, so you don't have that din of exacta, but the exacta is he's saving him from becoming an ani. He's already there, unfortunately. So now, you don't have the exacta, but so he holds, he collects from Reuven to pay Shem. L'chay, it means that Reuven doesn't need it. If Reuven needs it, so mayumi hamei, he also, you have the mitzvah over there. Unless he holds it now, that's like Shneim Lefanechus, he should give half to Reuven, half to Shimon. And he doesn't explain, but L'chay, you have to say that L'chay, Reuven doesn't need the money anymore.
You have the money, but you're afraid of cash flow. Guy once brought 2,000, I had the 2,000, but you could have 3,000.
If you're tight and you need it for your own business, so Chayecha Koidman. If you're mamish tight, you have to be honest with yourself, but if you're mamish tight and you need the money for yourself, or there's a good chance you need it for yourself. I don't know the debt. I don't know how wide, but all right. Now he comes on, looks at Chavetz Chaim. He's a very practical. He says the next thing. He said, what happens if a person has money in his house, but maybe his wife needs the cash flow? I don't know, bring it out, but that's his case. He's taking money. And his wife doesn't appreciate when her husband lends the money that's available in the house. And it's going to be Goyim a Katatas Beisai. Right? You're going to have Shalom Bayis problems if you lend this thing. So, Dr. Chavetz Chaim, Shalom Bayis Ahin, Shalom Bayis Ahin, you have the money, so you have a chiv to lend that money. If you can't lend that money because you're afraid to start up with your wife, then you're mechuyev to borrow money, to lend money. I only said, Dr. Chavetz Chaim, not mechuyev to borrow the money, is because if you don't have, you don't have the chiv. Because, man, Bemis, you do have. See, Bemis, you do have the chiv to lend the money. Not us, you don't want to start up. Fine, so don't start up. So, lend money, borrow money for someone else, could they, to lend the money. You don't have, that's not going to, he also says, Mamet, the chiv is already chal, because on Maisa, you have money in your house. I'm not convinced, so to speak, about this Chavetz Chaim's chiddush, and unless he's talking about just a little katatas beisai, because we find in other nyanim kibraveim, we find other things that if a person has tzar haguf, real tzar haguf, not stam inconvenience, tercha, we're talking about real tzar haguf, then that's considered chayecha koidmin. So if the person's going to have a real shalom bayis issue, let's say, we'll make an extreme, he's about, if this is going to trigger a divorce, right? So there's a concept called chayecha koidmen. Just like if you have money that you need to use for an investment, you have $1,000, but you set it aside, you mamish have to make an investment today, and now a guy comes, he wants to borrow, you're not mukhiv to lend him because you need it for yourself. Chayecha koidmen. Well, I need this money for myself. I need it for my shalom bayis. Now, avadi should try to convince your wife and explain to her the beauty, maybe learn with the siman tzadi zayin, explain to her the inyan of lending money, learn with the avitz chesed. But kozman, you can't get her to understand the Torah is chiyuvim and it's going to cause a divorce. L'chayr, then it's ainla. You don't have money available. That money is earmarked for your shalom bayis. So, again, maybe he wasn't talking about an extreme shalom bayis. I don't know. He saw some. But that's the Chavetz Chaim's chiddush that you're mechuyev in b'chay gam to actually borrow the money to lend it.
I'm assuming you're going to explain what chayecha koidmen, because everybody can say all the time, I need a millionaire, a zillionaire can say, I always need money for my next investment. Within 2 days, I'll never have to lend money.
It has to be realistic. A lot of people have savings, and not mamish oimer al perik, and those savings is mechuyev to take out of his savings to lend people. All right. Now I want to just in the proper perspective here, is even b'chayei gavna, that a person doesn't have money, and he's not mechuyev to borrow, good, so he's not mechuyev, but if he will borrow, he'll be a tzaddik, lefnim yishur sadin, he went and he borrowed. Now that he did borrow, it's not just an inyan of lefnim yishur sadin. Now that he borrowed kedei to lend, now he has a chiv deraisa. Once he borrowed the money, and he'll lend that money, avadi d'mekayim mitzvah deraisa. So even though you don't have a chiv to do it, but it's like tzitzit, I don't have a chiv to put on tzitzit, I have a chiv. When I'm wearing a dollar canvas, then I have a chiv to be matel tzitzit on dollar canvas. But why in the world do I put on tzitzit every day? None of my clothing have dollar canvas. I want to bring upon myself to chiyuv him. So even if a person doesn't have the chiv to borrow, but l'chayra, if he does borrow, then he will be mekayim a mitzvah say the raisa. Then avadi should try to borrow. If you could borrow, you chaperayin a mitzvah say, why not? And not only that, the Chavetz Chaim's mevur, I mean, it's partial l'chayra, that not only are you mekayim, but once you did borrow, and now it's yesh, now you have his money, now you actually mechuyev. Like if you did borrow, now you say, no, I change my mind, I don't want to lend this guy. No, now you have money, now you got to lend the guy. Because mevulot anina, once you borrow the money, now it's your money. Now it's your money, you mechuyev to lend the money. That's bullshit. All right, fine. That was the fourth pshat, why it says him. To tell you, im keser, only if you're liquid. A fifth pshat. Avitz Chesed said two pshatim, gishmaka pshatim. He tines like this. He says, you know why it says im? It's because of the end of the pasuk. The pasuk says, loisiyo loy kenoisha. Right? Im kesef talve es ami es ani imok loisiyo loy kenoisha. So he's telling you like this, what's the im? Im kesef, if you lend money, then if you're going to try to collect on that money and nudge the guy, it's going to be a loisiyo loy kenoisha. So you have to be careful not to badger the guy if the guy doesn't have. However, what happens if you didn't lend money? You lent a keli, you lent a hammer. Now, Zot Chazan, you're allowed to badger the guy too. Because what do you mean he doesn't have to? He borrowed the hammer. He's not allowed to spend the hammer. The hammer is zecher be'en. So if the hammer is be'en, avadi allowed to nudge him until he gives you back your hammer. So it's dafka im kesef, then loisiyah loy kenoisha. But if it's not kesef, if it's kalim, avada the noisav loisiyah loy kenoisha. That's why it's kept on the im. That's one pshat of his. Another pshat would. Sorry?
Fruits would be the same thing. Fruits would be like money in this case.
Fruits would be like money, like if you lend them a fruit to eat, so that's you. It's a loan, that's not a sheila, correct, that's halva. Then he says also the same type of, same derech, he says, in kesef talve es ami, if you lent money to a yid, then loisiyah loy kenoisha, but if you lent money to someone who's not an ami, to a guy, then you don't have this is of loisiyah loy kenoisha. So that's why the terech hafta on him. Im kesef talve es ami, then loisiyah loy kenoisha. All right, so you now have another pshat. I can suggest yet a seventh pshat in the same mahalik, and that's really machlekes akreinu. Hopefully we'll get to it later on in the simin, is that there's a machlekes akreinu if there's an issa loisiyah loy kenoisha by an usher. Let's say an usher owes you money. Let's say he doesn't have right now to pay. He's still an usher, but he's not liquid. So are you allowed to badger him or not to collect your chayv? Some want to say, and it's really totally under original shai we had is the mitzvah altogether by lending money, dafka by an ani, or even by an osher. It's the same posik. So some want to say that the Isil L'Isil L'Kanosh is also only by Inoshim, but it's really Machlaikis, and Kavis Kaim holds it's even... some want to say it's only by Inoshim, or Kavis Kaim holds it's even by Inoshim, granted. Many hold it's even by Inoshim. But if you hold that L'Isil L'Kanosh is only by Inoshim, so Apidu Kavis Kaim's Mahalach, we could say the same thing. And Kesef Talva Esa Ani, then L'Isil L'Kanosh. But if you Kesef Talva Inoshim, then you don't have the Chiv Isil of L'Isil L'Kanosh. Okay, we're going to have to learn more of that. But Rabbi, the reason I went into this is not only obviously to touch up the im, but to show you that the Achadush Eidinim, learning out from this pasuk, why the Teichab Dan im makes them many nafkaminas in halacha of Yechiv Vavah. If somebody is a kaifer, do you have a chiv? It's a grada. Maybe we'll get to it, but there's a Yireim, there's in Tzedakah, Rishon and Aleph, over there's Makhlekes Rishonim by somebody who's a Mama Litei Oven, if he's considered a Chicha, if he still have a Chiyav L'Havaisai or not. And a Chanami, if it'll be a Mama L'Hachis, not, and if it'll be a Mama Litei Oven, could be going to this Makhlekes Rishonim, which maybe we'll discuss it at a later time. So Ami alone might not be such a strong indication, but alright, fine. Let's go into another Chikav Ezach, which is the a chi of bracha. When you lend money, since it's a mitzvah daraisa, do you have a chi? Is there a bracha? Hashem kedushanu b'mitzvah v'etzvanu lahavos Yisrael, lahavos ani, lahavos ani Yisrael. Do you have a, was there ever instituted such a bracha? I never heard of it, right? There was never such a bracha, so why not? Lulav, we have a bracha. Tefillin, we have a bracha. Sukkah, everything we have a bracha for. But for lending money, there's no bracha. Stock is no bracha. Good. Kibbet Av, there's no bracha. Kima, there's no bracha. Hidda, there's no bracha. There's a lot of mitzvahs that say that there are no brachas for. Why not? Wait, what's pshat? Why? Some yes, some not. So if you look in the Ksais, the Ksais brings down the Chuvus HaRashba. Hevi b'shem Chuvus HaRav, Rabbi Yosef ben Pelet, Sheshol l'haray v'tzal. Which I think he means maybe Shanishal may arrive as, I don't know, but the Maisa is the Ravid sent this Shaila to Rav Yosef ben Pelet, asking him, some brachas we do make, and some brachas we don't, some mitzvahs we do make a bracha, some mitzvahs we don't make a bracha, Vosepis, punct here, we're not making brachas. Mepnei ma'in mevarchen al kama mitzvahs kegoyim, atonese aniyim, v'alva, utzdaka, v'anaka, uchuyayitze behem. Why not? Zogt Rabbi Yosef ben Pelet, mipnei she'ena mitzvah tuluya kula b'yada aisa, because these mitzvahs are not totally only on the giver, on the doer. She'efshe shalei yisratu b'chaveri, maybe the recipient doesn't want your benevolent tzedakah. Maybe he doesn't want you standing up for tamachalka. Maybe tamachalka doesn't want you stand up. It says, sit down. Don't stand up for me. Kima hida, you don't have these dinim. If the person could stop you from doing the mitzvah, then there's no mitzvah. Kima mafkir the mitzvah. These type of mitzvahs, there was no din. They were never instituted a bracha. Why not? Umanolei, the chol mitzvah she'efshe lemekir, afagav da'ashe lemekir, command the mekir dam. Even though the maisa, the yener wasn't moicha, so you rather still have a chiv the raisa right now to lend him. So there, midaminu be'elu nairis, the case over there was a ma'anis, someone was ma'anis, an isha. So the din is that he's mechiv to marry her. What happens if she's asaloi with a lav? She's a yisurah on him, a lav, she's a mamzeris. You now let marry her with a lav. Do we say, I say doicha leisasa or not? Mar says, no, we don't say, I say doicha leisasa. I call her terikulu, I say doicha leisasa. Because since here, yomloi be'ino, if she says, I don't want to marry this guy, she has a right to be moicha, mi isse la se klal, she could be oika de ase in gansen. She has the ability to stop the ase. She could say, I don't want him to marry me. So kumtoi se avagav da kati lo yakru lo, command the lese, it's as if it's not here, because she has the ability to be oikrit. So it's abazoi, here too, menageya to mitzvahs, and he continues, since you could undo that mitzvah, they were never instituted the bracha. This is also a reason for avah and tzedakah. Since you could be oikah the mitzvah, so you never had the bracha on this mitzvah. Gavaltika chiddush of Rabbi Yosef ben Pelet. What does he mean? Pashas, what he means to say is that the Chazal will only kaveh a bracha on something which is a strong say. You gotta do it. This you don't have to do. The Ifanim, you don't have to do it. If the person doesn't want it, you don't have it. So even though the person right now does want it, and you have a vada mitzvah deraisa, but it's not such a strong mitzvah. I'll lay to a bit, and that is, what's the bracha? Asher kedushanu b'mitzvah vitzivanu, to do whatever the mitzvah is. Vitzivanu implies an imperative, an absolute imperative. I gotta do it. 1 second, this is not absolute. If the person doesn't want, I don't have to do it. So it doesn't pass in Gantz in the word Vitzivanu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not being mitzaveh me for sure. It depends on him. Maybe he doesn't want. Memelo doesn't pass the bracha. They never instituted a bracha.
It's a possibility of bracha l'adala.
Oh, I'm going to get to about. We're going to get to other reasons. 1 second. Right. But if you're eating, you got to eat in a sukkah.
The same thing here.
No, that is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is if you're eating, gotta eat in a sukkah, right? But here, if the ani doesn't want, right now he's an ani, so really I'm supposed to give him a halva, I'm supposed to give him tzedakah. If he doesn't want, even though he's just as roi, he's the same ani, and he needs the money, it's the same thing, but if he doesn't want, I don't have the mitzvah. So he's being mafkia the mitzvah, even b'mokum, then I should have the mitzvah.
It takes two people to complete the mitzvah.
Right, so he's... Now the Avnei Chachoshin says a slightly different spin, a drop different. He says v'tzivanu implies that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's commandment and I'm being mekayim his rotzen. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a mitzvah that's tole b'yad acherim, that's up to the ani if he wants, so that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mitzav in me, in theory, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mitzav me to listen to the ani. If that's Vitzivanu, it's Vitzivanu, whatever Vitzivanu ha'ani. If the ani wants, then I got to give him. If the ani doesn't want, I don't. So he says, that doesn't pass Vitzivanu, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me to listen to him. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is commanding to listen to the ani, to listen to the father, to listen to the Rebbe.
I understand.
If the ani doesn't want, then you don't have the mitzvah. I don't know, you might have chesed, might help out the guy.
Not
one second. Maybe he really wants it, just he doesn't want to be embarrassed. So you did my mistake, so you actually kind of shame. You gave him money.
But if he doesn't want it.
If he really doesn't want to accept, so that's it. So there's no mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah. No mitzvah. Maybe you have a makshava teira, gavaldik, but you don't have the mitzvah. He is mafkir of the mitzvah.
It's the last part. You make a bracha. It's awesome.
Good.
Hashem told
you
to listen to that.
Right, Hashem. But Asasa is an extension of the Rabbeinu Shalalam, right? S, the Rabbis. All right. Frekta Tumim. I want to bring this out because there's a lot of rate here. Frekta Tumim, he wants to bring a Rai, not like Rabbi Yosef ben Pelletz Yisoid. Because the Rosh asked, how come we don't make a bracha on Kedushin? Mekadosh and Isha should make a bracha on the Kedushin itself. Besides the Birkas, you know, Chasanim, the Birkas, the Shavar brachas. Why not have a... So the Rosh says, because after Bepilegish, excellent, right, because you have a mitzvah, peruvu, so like the Rosh, you don't have to do it like the Kedushin, you could do it with Bepilegish. Frekta Tumim, what was the Rosh's kasha? The Rosh should have said Bena. The Rosh should have said, if the Isha doesn't want to get married to you, you're not married. It takes two to tango. I want to marry her, she doesn't want. What should I do? So that's it. So she could stop me from getting married. Zokta Tumim, vice versa, the Rosh doesn't hold of... the teretz, the Yisoid.
She's already married.
She's going to get married.
Once he's already married, she's there. She's already halfway there, so therefore it's like... She could stop.
No, but right now, every time, the Ani has his hand out. So right now, I want to have a bracha, because he could always, right before I drop it, because I said, no, I don't want it. So he had to. She tells you, she promised, she got engaged, she promised she's getting married to you. She could change her mind any second.
Let's say she has the Kedushin.
Why isn't there a bracha on the Kedushin? Right. Kedushin is there. I'm taking the first one, not Nesu'in. We're talking about Kedushin. Why isn't there a bracha on the Kedushin? As I fact, the Tumim, Mamela the Tumim says you have to say other Tumim, which we'll lean at the we'll get to. I just want to focus on the Tumim's Kasha. The Maisa is the Tumim's Kasha, unbeknownst to the Tumim, unbeknownst to many Akronim, was Rabbi Yosef ben Pelet's Kasha himself. Rabbi Yosef ben Pelet, see, the Rashi brought down the Tshuva Bekitza. And the Tamim Deim Kufayin Tez brings down the Tshuva Bekitza. But Baruch Shem for the Avu Drum, there he brings down the Tshuva, from Maloya Tshuva, Akan Lashayne, a long Tshuva, Geshmaka Tshuva. Over there in Hukas Brachas, he brings it down. And to Rabbi Yosef ben Pelet is himself. And why don't we have a Brach on Yibum? And why don't we have a Brach on Kiddushin? So like that. He said, what happens if she says she doesn't want? So she doesn't want. What? Therefore what? So therefore I don't have the mitzvah peruvu. I still have my mitzvah peruvu. I just don't have the echadimsa. I have to find another isha. If there's no isha in the world who wants to marry me, okay, I still have a chiv mitzvah peruvu. Just I'm a nainis. I don't have the wherewithal. I want to know lamashal. If a guy has a mitzvah of dalad minim and there's no esrik to be gotten, or there's no seller wants to sell me, I only want to pay $20 for an esrik. No one wants to sell me an esrik for that price. So therefore, it's not to be had. Or let's say there's no esrogim at all. Unfortunately, we see stories hundreds of years ago in Europe. There were towns who didn't have esrogim, didn't have dalet minim. So therefore, they don't have a mitzvah. They have a mitzvah. Just unfortunately, they can't be mekayim the mitzvah. And chazal were mesaken a bracha of dalet minim. Here too, just because the isha says she doesn't want, doesn't make any difference. The yavamah says she doesn't want, so she doesn't want. I still have that. The man still has that mitzvah. So memela, the mitzvah is never paka. The Rabbi Eisenfeld is only talking about when the other person says I don't want and it's mafkir the mitzvah of me. It's not just I'm annoying this. If the oni doesn't want, I'm sure I want to give and I'm a chiv to give, just the oni doesn't allow me to give. If the oni doesn't want, I don't have a mitzvah to give. I'm like, I told you before, even if I do give, I'm not making that mitzvah. If he doesn't want it, I don't have the chiv. I don't have the mitzvah. So that's a whole different word. That you'd be mafkir the mitzvah. And this, by the way, the many achrenu were mechavim to this Rabbi Eisenfeld. Just they didn't have them. There's a Samsoif, a true Samsoif, and Orchaim Nun Dalid, who also, someone asked him the Tumim type of a Shiloh, and he said the same thing. The whole Rabbi Yezim Pelez, when the whole mitzvah is done, La Nasai Shochaveir. That was what the Rabbi Shalom wanted. To be Mahana, that I should be Mahana and be Mative to Yena. So if he doesn't want, I don't have the mitzvah. Kedushin Natar is not giving him a mitzvah provuk to be Mahana the Isha. He's giving me the mitzvah so I should have offspring. So what? So she doesn't want. So she doesn't want. I still have the mitzvah. I just don't have the echadimsa. There's Avnei Choshin. There's many, many achrenim who say the Chedush Erim, the Rebina, on and on. The achrenim mechavin to this teretz, but they didn't have. I think the Rebina does quote this Avudram. But it's Mamish Rabbi Yisrael Bemel. It's this tshuva, and he says this pshat. If he doesn't want a havan, I give him a ton of minkayim mitzvahs tzedakah, but I don't have this mitzvah's havah. Havah the miyuchadika mitzvah. If I give him tzedakah, I don't have this mitzvah, I have a different mitzvah, tzedakah. Then if I have maxed, I have a different mitzvah, the exacta boy. This mitzvah is miyuchad to be malva lo'ani. And let's say if there's no anim who want havah, there's nothing around. Right now, by the way, I don't even think that's it. Every single oni, you have a different mitzvah. So I don't even, I would like to, is that if this oni doesn't want, tapchat, okay, so I can go to another oni and get. That oni who wants, I'll have his mitzvah. I'll have that mitzvah to give him. But this oni blew my mitzvah. I have a mitzvah to give every oni havah, not just one oni havah. And this oni, who was meicha, blew my mitzvah. He prevented me from having a chiv mitzvah on him.
Give to an
asha. Grada, we're going to see, but the Pasha is not. You don't have only Gemilas Chesed. There's no mitzvah. This mitzvah in Chesed Tava Pasha. It's a makhluk, the Pasha is only. Sorry?
The problem is only before the Havah. The bracha that you can't make over the Siyasa, you make after.
Good.
Maybe you should make the bracha once he took the money.
No, they were never misakin as I saw bracha, since the mitzvah is not a strong mitzvah. Even if I was zechem mekayim, but it's not bitzivonu. It wasn't absolute. I didn't have to do it. All right, I'm going to want to share with the Eilam. So that's the Rabbi Yisrael Ben Pella. But there's another five reasons. There's more. But I'm going to share with you five reasons in the Achrayim why there's no bracha here. There's the Avudram himself over there in Birchas HaMitzvahs, in parentheses, he has an Aleph Aleph, which I don't know what it is, but my guess is it stands for Amma Havram, but I could be off, and it's derived himself who asked the Shaila, because I looked in Avudram, and all, not a buck in Avudram, but all over the Sefer, nowhere else other than here, does he have brackets that says Aleph Aleph. And here he has a few of them. And we know that's derived its signage always Aleph Aleph Amma Avram. I'm choshev, but I'm not for certain. But over there, over here, we want to know why there's no bracha. So on Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Pellet's reason, he has in parentheses Amma Aleph Aleph a different reason. He says Chazal would never be masakin a bracha when the whole mitzvah is on Yenim's back, on Yenim's kilkom, on Yenim's tzar. They don't make brachas when you mean by you don't do it when you hurt, when the whole mitzvah is gabayt and yenim's kokel, mashal. Here it says, mitzvah tzedakah. Tzedakah is to anani. Havo, pashas, like we just said, is to anani. So you only have the mitzvah because he's anani. So you're cashing on, you're capitalizing on the fact that he's anani. So you could chaperai the mitzvah. That's very nice. But you don't make a bracha on yenim's kokel. Memele, they were not misakin a bracha. Why not? What's pshat? Because if you make a bracha, you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Baruch Hashem, he gave this ani in the world. He made this guy a poor person. You're being made. You're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he created someone a mekalkel. He gave someone a klala. That's what you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. So therefore, never misakam bracha b'chai gavna. We don't make a bracha ala kilkel.
Nothing. He's an ani. Nothing. He was a kind of mitzvah to help man.
But
things are so useful. Things
He can only do it if he's an anis. He says, you're not mevarachin ala kokel. That's the... Yeah, there are a lot of things that won't help. He didn't, over there he has other things. He has many brackets here. But on this one he says, this, you're not moida ala kokel. If you look in the Tumim himself also says a reason, a bit on the same mahalik in Tassant, but a different Knech and Gans. And I saw people equate it to, I think it's totally different, but it's Allah Derek. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avtocha, that if we mekayim his mitzvahs, that we won't have an Ani Ve'evyon in Klal Yisrael, right? It was the din of Efes Li'ibucha Evyon. If we'll be mekayim his mitzvahs, we wouldn't have an Evyon. If we'll be mekayim his mitzvahs, we won't have an Iyam. So come twice. Had we been mekayim the mitzvahs the way we were supposed to, we wouldn't have the mitzvah tzedakah, we wouldn't have the mitzvah of halva. So he says that now you're going to make a bracha on something that you were goyim, you're avinus, the noisein, not the ani. The noisein's avinus, the mauv is avinus, the noisein tzedakah's avinus was goyim that he should be an ani be Yisrael. Because if he were makayim the Torah b'shlei Musa, there wouldn't be an aniim in Yisrael. So that's what you're making a bracha on. You're making a
bracha on a chattis,
I don't know, do you? Lifting in the kashrut. Do you make a bracha?
It's a pasuk for Kevin. That's just a pasuk when he's sekani mitocho or something like that.
So Chazal say, "Venzach if you mekayim or not." The teretz of Chazal. So Chazal is the stira, but Lomai says if you mekayim the mitzvahs, you won't have aniim. So we never made a bracha. He said, "The Lord, you don't make a bracha ala klola. It's a klola. It's a promise."
What about dynamis?
Can't call Israel, but you're chelik and I call Israel. But you're a chelek agai because you, the collective you of Klal Yisrael, are not doing the mitzvah properly. Therefore, you have this klala. So for that, you're making a bracha. You're being mevarach ala klala. So therefore, you don't make a bracha. All right. Another zakta chedushi harim. This is a powerful yisaid. Zakta, the mitzvah of giving halva is only to a nani. That's his shita. I said it's a machlekes, but that's his shita. Mashmoyt, like we said in the Mechaba. Memelo, the guy's coming to collect tzedakah or coming for a halva. How do you know he's a nani? Maybe he's not a nani.
He has an isha.
So he's a suffolk that he's a nani. He's a suffolk that he's a nani, right? So he says, so how can you make a bracha? It's only a suffolk. Then he goes later. Says even though sveka deraisa lechumra, so maybe if he's a zavak ani mechuyv to give, but the rishonim paskin in the Dorim that by matnas aniim you go after the money and it has the same din of a mitzvah kavel avarai. So if he's only a zavak ani, I have a mitzvah kavel avarai. I'm not mechuyv to give him alva. I'm not mechuyv to give him tzedakah. And he says, and even if you makirin, I say he has that like not like present look, but you have there's a chazaka that he's a nani. He's wearing shabby clothing. Looks like he's desperate for food. His halach yelich is he appears that he's a nani. He says we don't feel less on these type of chazakas. So for deraisa to be mighty mammon from you, that chazaka won't work. So you don't have a chiv deraisa. You don't know for certain that you're giving money to a nani. You're lending money to a nani. So memeilos up there, you don't have a bracha eyes. But he says, Knech, don't run with this. Oh, now I'm put, I'll never have to lend money. No, he says like this. He says, hey, yois, gevishmak, gevaldik, mamish gevaldik acheshman. He brings a ran by Megillah, gevaldik. He says, hey, yois, if you'll always invoke such a principle, he hasn't proven himself, you'll pat yourself from the mitzvah entirely. You'll never have a chance to do this mitzvah, kamat. It's almost impossible. You'll never have a chance to do halva or tzedakah. Memela chazao will mechayiv you not to invoke such a svara. And therefore you're mechayiv to lend the money even if you're not 100% certain that he's a nani. You're still mechayiv to give him tzedakah. As long as he has a chazaka that he's a nani, you're mechayiv to lend him. But he brings from the Ran that even when Chazal gave you the Chiv, Alta Chazaka, that's only enough to give you the Chiv, but still not enough to give you a bracha. The Ran says that. Why? Because the bottom line is, you're not certain that you're Mingan the Mitzvah. Maybe you'll do it and it'll be a bracha levat Allah. And he's not a nani. On the chance that he's not a nani, there's a bracha levat Allah. So the Chiv you'll have, as provided he has a chazaka that he's a nani, but a bracha you can't have because you always have a suffolk bracha levat Allah. Memele, there was no bracha.
Because maybe I won't pay you back, so it wasn't
halva.
So they can't make a bracha to lend the guy.
Why? It wasn't halva. Just he owes you the money. Yeah, it's a loy rosh leishamah. He's still a loyva. All right. And he says, I on that one in the hundred, whatever, that infrequent, that loishkiyak chance, that maybe he could establish he's really a nani, you know mamish that he's a nani, and then you'll talk about chiv and mamish he can make a bracha, for most of the loishkiyak lo tiknu rabbanim bracha. They never make a bracha, because I gavna. So a chiv you're going to have, as long as it's raglaim ladavad, it's a chazakar, it's a nani, but a bracha you can't have. And Be'etzem, this Teretz of Chedusha Rim is a very krakodmoy. The Be'er Eshek and Simon Kuv Gimel already says it's Pshat. And it's a Panim B'Mishpat as well who says it's Pshat. So he's not alone. This type of Cheshman, just he brings it out with the Rayas and the Ganz Ganskai. But hey, Yoisi, not 100% sure. You can't have a Bracha. Might be a Bracha of Al-Tala. All right. Sorry? So the Lekut Isha might get on to the din of Chazaka of Anani, maybe not. I don't want to, you have to speak to them how many Bedikas they do, but you still have this question. It's not 100%, it's Mamish 100%, no. So a Bracha you can't make. Also, they didn't have the Lekut Ishas then, so it's not. Alright, a fifth Pshat. And this Pshat is the Aruch HaShulchan and Tav Chav Zayin and Sif Yod, and it's also Torah Tumim and Mishpatim, Per Chav Dal Sif Katan Lamin. They say,
Like father, like son.
Exactly. Beautiful, yeah. Maybe that's where he got it from. I don't know. He doesn't quote his father. Yeah. He says the Geveldika Pshat. They say like this. They say, Tashe kedushonu b'mitzvesa v'tzivonu. Tashe kedushonu. Because Baruch was mekadosh us. And he was mavdul Yisrael ben ha'amim. He gave us Baruch Hashem tarjag mitzvahs that the goyim don't have. And that's the havdala. That's the Gevaldika Kedusha that we have over the Goyim. So he says that works on any mitzvah that's Bein Adam L'Makim. But if you have a mitzvah which is Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, that Goyim themselves keep as well, Adava Sichli, a mitzvah Sichli is Halva, Tzedakah, Goyim give, maybe not the way we give, but they also appreciate, they have an understanding for tzedakah, they have an understanding to be malva somebody, so they'll do it as well. So he says, and he likes to, and he says, Avada, when a Yid does the mitzvah, is not because of the Seichel Shaboy, not because it makes sense, not because it's socially a good idea, not because American, oh, we understand, and the liberal, no. Chulila v'chas. The reason why we do the mitzvah is because our college worker gave us to do the mitzvah, and that is our Kedusha. But Ayyos, it's not Nikar Kedusha. Because from the observer, it looks like they lend money, we lend money. They give tzedakah, we give tzedakah. So the kedush is not nikeres, therefore it doesn't pass the brach of asher kiddushanu. Because we don't see the kedush, we don't see the hevdel that we have different than the goyim. They also have the understanding. It says any things that are benodim lechaver, mitzvah sichlius, that's what he says, mitzvah sichlius, they doesn't pass the bracha because it doesn't pass kiddushono. There's a tshuva shem aryeh in Simon Aleph who says basically the same thing but a different page. He says any mitzvah which is a mitzvah sichlius doesn't pass vitzivonu because we would do it anyway, and vitzivonu implies it's nikah that it's because I call it brachus mitzavas. Again, avada we do it, Baruch Hashem, only because I call it. But it's not nikah like that, so therefore it doesn't pass v'tzivonu. That's another pshat. A sixth pshat is that all brachas, they will mesakin a bracha oivel asiyasan. This pshat, you said before, this cheshbon, has to be oivel asiyasan. So you have to do the bracha before you do the mitzvah. So he says, how could a person mamish with the ganze kavanah and make a bracha that's giving tzedakah to anani? After he says the bracha, then he says, you know, I changed my mind, I want the tzedakah. Blew it. Now the bracha is going to be a bracha of atola. So the chazal will never mishak in the bracha because you have to do it beforehand. And Hayoyis Yedo could stop the mitzvah, not because of Yezim Mempelos Cheshon, so it's a different type of a mitzvah. No, it's a practical reason. Hayoyis Yedo could stop the mitzvah and come out to your bracha as a bracha of atola. So therefore they will never mishak in the bracha. Isaiah Zach the Cheshon Aaron. That's what the Velt says. The Velt says that thing. Let you make your achonis in the mikveh. The gavdol and everything, the guy's dead. So therefore, they were misacting the brachim.
That was by the father, by Kibbutz Av, by the Rebbe also. Everything went across the board. That.
Correct. And he admits it's the same type of vot as of Yezim Mebel, but for a different reason. Any mitzvah that could be stopped, they don't have a bracha, because we're choshev at bracha levat olah. So let them be masak in the bracha afterwards? I don't know, that he doesn't say. Forget it, you always had the charge, so make the bracha afterwards.
Like by
other cases, right, we have by other issues. Okay, he doesn't explain. Find out other cheshbonis in the acronym, I think we had enough here. Sorry? And Micah, God is Makhlek is of the Bracha, Micah, and Granda. And God, I'm not sure the Goyim understand. I don't know the Goyim. Okay, maybe not the sheer makkah. Okay, the way we do it has to be a 10 tvachim. Okay, yeah, could be as tall and as much like this.
There's no limit in the
Sorry?
There's a reason that there's no limit in giving tzedakah.
Okay, but we find Talmud Torah is no limit, and there's still Ein Lem Shem, and still have brachas. Yeah, the Achrayim they mucha, and it's like Talmud Torah is different. Like I said, there are many other reasons. I just wanted to give some basic kishmaka reasons. Okay, I think we might. Okay, let's continue with more hagdoris here. What is the shir? How much money do you have to lend? Anyone? So Hain Rav. So you named done before. It's a chaymish. Is it true? Are you limited to the mitzvah of a chaymish? Is that where it is? Just like all the mitzvahs, tzedakah, you limited to a chaymish or not? So the Avos Chesed in Perek Aleph in Sif Dalet, he says that you cannot learn out from tzedakah. Tzedakah has a limitation, a maximum of fifth, but you can't learn that out. Hava. Hava is even more than a chaymish. Why? He says tzedakah, the money never comes back. I lend him the money. It's over. So I'm losing the money. So I don't have the capital for my own business. So therefore, because we're afraid that the Nathan is going to be mismated and he'll become a nani himself. But he doesn't have the capital to do business. But halva, he lends, comes back. He lends, comes back. So what's the problem? Let him lend all his money. Maybe it should be a din like by b'chiv mitzvahs I say that maybe you should be m'chiv to lend all your money like other mitzvahs you should be m'chiv to give up all your money. The Chavos Chaim said you can't learn out from tzedakah to limit to a chaymish.
No, you're not m'chiv other mitzvahs.
Well, grad Lavin. So now say is okay. Yeah, okay. So you have to know how it is. Be'etzim. Right? So maybe betzim you should be giving up. Why don't, let's back up. Why by mitzvahs not? Because you learn how from tzedakah. So tzedakah is kind, but tzedakah is because you lost the money. The money's gone. Mashayin kain, if the money's coming back to you, hava could be different. You should give up more. Then the Chavos Chaim says, but li'idaki, so God, this cheshbin, already the Mincha Chadosh in the beginning of Mitzvah Samach Vav, he has a sefer on mitzvahs, also says the same cheshbin. You can't learn out from tzedakah because the money is coming back to you. Same type of chesed, but he says that you mechuyev b'chol mamonei. The Chavos Chaim counters. A b'chol mamonei is also shvet to say because you can give up b'chol mamonei, then Yisrael has this problem that he doesn't have cash liquid. What about tomorrow? You might have to make a purchase. So b'chol mamonei is also difficult to say because what are you going to do? How are you going to survive? So if the Chavos Chaim ends up, it's kefi asagas yadai. Somewhere between a chaymish and kol mamonei. That's how the Chavos Chaim ends off, and he brings a raya to his vart, because he says that the chinuch mitzvah samach vav, when he brings down this mitzvah, he says, yimuchiv to len kefi hasagis yad. So if I say it's not limited to a chaymish, but then again it's not kol mamonei, because he should have said kol mamonei. If I say it's somewhere in the middle of a chaymish and kol mamonei, that's the chiv. I say Dr. Chavos Chaim. So maybe collectively you should be limited to either the chaymish or kefi hasagas yad. In economy, if you have nothing left or not enough left for your own needs, in economy, at that point you stop. Sorry? If the first person needs it, then you'll have a chiv then. But let's say if you have two people coming, or the first doesn't need so much, like, oh, tzedakah, what about the first onion needs everything? Then you'll be chiv to give everything too.
Just as what does need mean? We're talking about onion. Do I have to give him
whatever is necessary, just like in Hukas Tzedakah, I would have a chiv to give him Tzedakah if he would really willing to accept Tzedakah for his needs. Needs is to feed the society. Today, could be he needs a cell phone, whatever the society requires.
He wants to go into business. Is that part of a lien?
So that card might be the exact boy as well. Maybe.
If he'd
be asking you for tzedakah, would you have the chiv to give him tzedakah to go into business? If you would, then you have the chiv to lend him as well. He's a nani, he's a turk, lo yisedava. There's a gilgul mashal says that if a guy needs a fence, because he wants to have privacy in his backyard, everyone has fences, then he needs a fence too, and he has a chiv of tzedakah to give him a fence too. Whatever his needs are, that's what you're mechiv to do. So zakta. The Chavos Chaim, that it's somewhere in the middle. It's more than a chaymish, but not in ganzen to kefi hasagas yad. As I talk to Chavos Chaim, the pella that I have on the Chavos Chaim is like you said, we find this limitation of a chaymish by shamitzes as well. Now, bishloima, if the mitzvah is dalad minim, so you're right, if the yontav dal minim is not worth anything, so that's it, I lost, quote unquote, I spent all my money, so the Torah was mechayiv only up to a chaymish. I spent all my money, but there are a lot of mitzvahs that I didn't spend my money. I bought a tefillin. I used it. I used it again. I still have the tefillin. The tefillin's were still worth $2,000, whatever the tefillin cost. I still have that pair of tefillin. So I didn't spend my money, and nevertheless, state in the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and the Pashas, the Ramah brings it down, stam, b'chol mitzvahs, there's a limitation of ad chaymish. So you see that even when you have a mitzvah, that the money is not lost, you still have it, you're still not mechuyev to spend more than a chaymish. That means if the person's desperate, chalila v'chas, on situations, he's allowed to sell even a sefer Torah. He's allowed to sell his tefillin if he needs to. So he has the money still then, the value, the equity he still has in his pair of tefillin, and nevertheless, it's limited to a chaymish. What's pshat? Ay, the chazam has a good taina. So I think the pasha pshat is, I would say, if it would not be the chazam, I would say kibshuta, is because what's the svar that the chazal limited to a chaymish? Because you need capital, liquid available to buy and sell. If you have no liquid, if you have no capital, that's it. You're not going to be able to run your business. The fact that I have the money sitting in my pair of tefillin is very nice, but that doesn't help me for the turnover. I'm not buying and selling milk with that. So it's a problem. I'm buying and selling diamonds with that. It's a problem. I don't have a liquid. It was already earmarked. It's invested. It's sitting in my tefillin. So therefore, Chazal limited, capped all your mitzvahs to chaymish, not more than a chaymish. I don't have a chiv, yaisam, a chaymish. So my mother sold to by avah. So what? The money's coming back. You're right. But right now, if I extend myself more than a chaymish out at any given time, I don't have enough capital left for me to do my own business. So they limited. Al yavaz, yaisam, a chaymish. You're not mechuyev to give more than a chaymish. God, there's a tshuva chelkis, what's the name from Shweiz? Chelkis Yaakov, at the end of Chelek Aleph, buried in it. Then he has a shtickle on Oynis. He wants to say that maybe Psevun Chadet, you don't bring down anything. He's Mechadet, the Taka for mitzvahs that you get value out of, then maybe, yeah, you're Mechuyev to give more than a Chaymish because you have the value. The Chaymish starts after that value. Kapshuta, it's not like that. And it's across the board, you're limited to a Chaymish. And nevertheless, even though you have the value, you only have a Chaymish. So Havah should be no different. If you learn that if you buy a lulav with a chaymish, are you potter from tzedakah? So there's a mashmois and ramoisha grad, a yes. And there's a maisa ish or the chazan ish also that he held that the one chaymish for everything. I don't know, maybe the chazan not some mavu like that, but at least in ramoisha he says that. He says if you're going to give tzedakah up to a chaymish, he says it's not a. He says it might not be a good idea to give a chaymish of tzedakah because how are you going to give him all the other mitzvahs? Or you give all in one mitzvah and how are you going to give him a tzedakah? So it seems from Moshe he learned everything across the board. We, by Hilchos Tzedakah, suggested that tzedakah, the mitzvah goof, is to give. So it could be it has its own cheshbon. It means it will be a chaymish on all your mitzvahs and then a separate chaymish for tzedakah. But in a chanami, it will be a chaymish cap for your mitzvahs. So if you give a halvah, a mashal, a chaymish, you have nothing left for your other mitzvahs. It's true, in a chanami. And therefore, if you want to take this, if there's a mitzvah to educate your child, so it's a mitzvah to base chayli mitzvah, it could be your tuition now maxes out your chaymish for mitzvahs, and then you don't have enough money to lend out. I mean, if you want to take this and run with this, in a chanami, there's a lot here. But all right, at least b'negei to halva, it's yitachin, not like the Chavetz Chaim, it's yitachin, I'm not to argue, but lulei de mistapina would say, yes, even this is limited to a chaymish, because you max out a chaymish like every other mitzvah. I, the Chavetz Chaim, brings a fester raya from the chinuch, the chinuch says, Allah and kefi asag is yad, which was Chavetz Chaim's raya from a region. He says, the mokein cause of a chinuch that you have, not a shia chaymish, it's kefi asag is yad. My problem with that is, but what did the Chavetz Chaim do with the chinuch by tzedakah? Tzedakah, the chinuch said the exact same thing. And Tof Ayin Tes, the chinuch also says, you have a mitzvah of tzedakah, b'chol yecholteinu. Kafiya Chalteinu. I've had anything that's even a stronger lashon than Kafiya Zagaz Yad. And nevertheless, Chazal said, Hayavazi Yisim Mechaymish. Well, if that's not a steer to Hayavazi Yisim Mechaymish, then Hazagaz Yad is also not a steer to Hayavazi Yisim Mechaymish. However, he pulled it off there in Zanaka, he'll pull it off here. It's not a steer to Chaymish. And truth be told, we want to be myself, that Ledaiti, Leonidas Daiti, I believe that the Chinuch never brought down the Indian of Chazal, Hayavazi Yisim Mechaymish, anywhere. Didn't have that. Now, Either he felt it wasn't important to say it on the deraisa level, and he took him a mitzvah deraisa, or he held that we don't paskin like that because other rishonim also, the Rambam might not bring down that din of alivazi yesmin kaimich, whatever it is. So maybe he didn't hold of it entirely. So if he didn't hold of it entirely, so it's not best. So that's why he didn't have a limitation by halva either. Whatever the reason is, but it's just like tzedakah. And if he could say it by tzedakah, then it's by halva too. So will it be done that we paskin, the Rambam paskin, alivazi yesmin kaimich, and uchet tzedakah? And by mitzvahs and arachayim, by hipaskins, by that also that mitzvahs are limited to a chaymish. So it's also weird, the mitzvah of all would be limited to a chaymish. What's a chilek? The chaymish should be the same thing. Just want to be myself that there's an Evan Ezel here in the beginning, in Milva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. He wants to make a machlekes tanoim whether this mitzvah to lend money to an ani is midin tzedakah or not midin tzedakah. He makes a machlekes tanoim. As a chesed, and Mameli says that if it's midin tzedakah, it's limited to a chaimish, and if it's not midin tzedakah, then it's not limited to a chaimish. And hayos we pass on Rabbi Shmuel that like his chesed is not midin tzedakah, so in echanami yomuchuyev even yosem echaimish, like the Chavetz Chaim. So Chalila Chatz now is taking on two gedei le'olam. We're talking about the Revis Zalman, the Evan Ozel, and the Chavetz Chaim. They hold even more than a chaimish, but like I said, luli demesabina, I'm not convinced that it's taka more than a chaimish. All right, Rabbi Yisai, we'll have to stop over here. We're running out of time. There's a lot more hagdaris in Havab Lina than next week. We'll continue.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.